You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome, everyone, to the Swolecast, where we talk daily fantasy, whatever, really. I think the Swolecast is more of a family vibe, family Thanksgiving vibe, where it's a lot of disagreement, but in the end, we come together for a common goal, and that is to eat. And that's what we're going to do on this show here in the Swolecast from RotoGrinders.com.
Please don't dupe me, bro.
I'm begging you, don't dupe me, bro.
It's the poop narrative.
Pigeon's been waiting to say those words.
No.
For 5 years.
Welcome, everyone. Grab a seat. Pull up to the table. It's a Swolecast from RotoGrinders.com. David Kitchen here alongside Davis Matic. And we also have Mr. Tuttle from Wisconsin. And we have Pete. Pete, you are donning the classic turkey head that we have come to know and love. But today's show is unfortunately not going to be like past shows.
Why is that?
Well, past Thanksgiving shows where Tuttle gets Tuttle and you get blitzed.
My part.
Okay, Tuttle said he's too corporate. I saw in the timeline he's too corporate.
Tuttle's got to stay. He's got to stay locked in on the World Cup. You know, it's just you can't afford to be missing it.
You know, Better Collective, they gave the option of getting just absolutely hammered for the show or doing NBA projected ownership for a 12-game slate tonight. And I just decided I wanted to be a corporate man and, you know, do ownership for a 12-game NBA slate tonight. So I'm just sticking corporate.
Truly blessed.
Yeah, what people can go.
Who makes these decisions? Kitchen, is there anyone that could reliably fill in for Tuttle right now? Like, could we make something happen right now where Tuttle goes and grabs a handle of vodka and is ready to just let it rip right now?
The only handle of vodka I have is pickled flavored. That would be a rough one.
The goat Chris Jimeno.
Pick up some slack, Jimeno. Let Tuttle live a little bit.
Jimeno is like a one-man wrecking crew when it comes to, like, we've got some cool stuff coming out, and I'm just constantly amazed. He's like Davis Matic on steroids, basically. Just that sort of work ethic. Davis, how are you doing with the World Cup? I've been noticing some of the picks you've been giving out publicly have not been doing so hot. Are you saving the winners for the private chat?
No, I'm smashing. I had a horrible day yesterday, but I'm 8-5, including +400 anytime goal scorer.
When you decided to tweet out that you were not on the U.S., did you kind of knew, like in the back of your head, this is going to cause some issues with people, right?
Not for real. I didn't really realize people were that into the U.S. men. Because remember, the last World Cup, the U.S. men were not in it. They failed to qualify. They lost to Trinidad and Tobago on the last.
If anything, that would mean that we're more into more, U.S. this time around.
But they're not very good. Like, it feels like people think they're much better than they are. Like, the the price was legitimately bad. Like Wales.
Davis, have you heard about the concept of nationalism? It really doesn't have to do with how good the team is.
Well,
yeah, but it's like
the responses to Davis's tweet and the responses we're getting now is why USA showdown slates are just an absolute gold mine.
It's just such a print fest, yeah.
Because like, people just jam. Like, I'm so excited for Friday when they stand no chance against England.
I haven't max entered a showdown in a while. Just I might jam USA
hey, we got to be national.
This is like, again, Davis, the U.S. was playing Argentina. This is, I don't know, maybe six years ago.
This was in the Gold Cup 6 years ago.
Yeah, and Davis decides he would don a Messi jersey and tweet it for everyone to see. I think that you are intentionally stirring the pot. I don't think that you're like, oh, I didn't know it was going to be such a big deal to pick the opposite team.
I knew like a couple of people who maybe follow the team would get their feathers ruffled, but I also assume that most people who follow soccer would be aware that Wales is probably better than us. So I certainly did not think like Chess Liam was going to be, you know,
when
going
he quoted you, that was my favorite. It was like,
well, the thing was, is that all these guys like literally don't know the first thing about what's going on. So that was what, like, I mean, obviously Wales drew even, but like the U.S. were so bad in the second half. And I was like, oh man, these people, they just have
no
clue.
You liked how bad the U.S. were in the second half.
I bet on Wales.
Wasn't as bad as what? Who does Bale play for? The Sounders? Is it the Sounders?
LAFC.
LAFC. They sent out a tweet when he got the
The penalty.
Yeah, that said Bale! !!
Well, that's, I mean, he's my favorite player too. So that was another reason why I was rooting for them. Yeah. Like, I love Gareth Bale.
Fake alpha Gareth Bale.
Fake alpha CeeDee Lamb. Fake alpha Gareth Bale.
CeeDee Lamb did not come through last week, Peter. How excited were you?
I mean, I don't like to, you know, victory lap my takes. I just kind of keep my head down and move on to the next slate, you know? I don't like to dance on graves.
Yeah, so the format of today's show, we're going to go over a little bit of the Thanksgiving slate. It's the first look show, so we're going to give you two first looks. If you are watching this after the Thanksgiving slate has started, just fast forward.
I do want this on the record right now. There is literally a 0% chance that we get through the Thanksgiving slate in 30 minutes. So either we need to just do the Thanksgiving slate or people need to commit for not hard outing in an hour.
Davis, just do your job. That's all I'm asking of you. Just do your job.
I'm trying to no help complaints. You do your job because we've never had a pre-show meeting in the history of the show.
Yeah, a good pre-show meeting would have been like, we're going to do two separate streams so people don't have to fast forward or use timestamps that will never
I said, why not both?
Below the video.
And Tuttle comes in classically after, doesn't even say anything in the
David,
meeting.
I just want you to just put timestamps on this damn video and then I'll be happy.
Producer Sosa, timestamps in the video. There you go. Just put time. All you got to do is put timestamp of when the late slate or the main slate starts. That's all you got to do. Okay. Let's start with a Thursday slate, the 3-day slate. And do we have an Overzets overview for just the 3-game Thanksgiving slate?
We have an Overzets overview. It will explain itself.
Oh, okay.
Overzets overview.
How much are we paying Sosa?
That was something.
It was something.
I thought you made that. I thought this was like going to be a video that you made.
We couldn't get Blender to do it. Like, we couldn't at least have Blender's voice tie in.
That might have been Coakley's voice. I'm trying to think of what it is. Okay,
it was Coakley. All right. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it.
I'm gonna have to go back and review, like, after this, just review what that video was because I got so many questions.
Yeah. Like, roll it once more. I need to see this again.
Overzets overview.
So okay. did you notice my stick figure in there said I used to have props? Well, come on. The props are back here, Coakley. all right. Thank you to the incredible production team at the Swolecast for that. Let's get into it. Last week, our Swolecast lineups dusted, and it seems like we really lost our fastball, and yet we are still the only show brave enough to look at not only the Thanksgiving slate, but also the main slate on a Wednesday. In week 11, to recap, I fell for the Cabal PsyOps on Kenyon Drake and GPPs, and I played Marcus Mariota double stacks because I have a big, beautiful brain. Davis went full heel and proudly bet on Wales, turning his back on our country for what he perceived to be the slightest bit of EV. He's basically our generation's SBF. Tuttle got caught up in a Twitter battle last week with our friend Chess Liam, who claimed that Josh Allen was created in a lab by the Chinese government in the Buffalo Bills organization to exclusively play in outdoor windy games.
For the next
that was
years.
My favorite Chess Liam take of all time.
Kitchen did an egregious, truly egregious humble brag tweet the other day, and I'm going to read it here for verbatim. In August, I got serious FOMO after realizing that I had been drafting way too old Kelsey and not enough basically a wide receiver one Kyle Pitts. Four likes, one reply from Dink. As for week 12, it will shock you to know that there was a lack of communication in an organization around which slate we would be covering on today's show. And my hourly rate is not good enough to write overzet overviews for two different slates. For Thanksgiving, let's be honest, just play whoever you want. Who gives a fuck? You're going to lose anyways. But for Sunday, we have another, you guessed it, gross slate with only two games with totals over 46. That would be the Chargers versus the Cardinals and the Raiders versus the Seahawks. We got lots of injury stuff up in the air. Will Kyler rest before the bye? What's the deal with Justin Fields' shoulder? And will Jamar Chase play and force me to pay off my pickleball bet? That is going to be a big sweat. At QB, Mahomes is your guy at the top, and Geno Smith versus the Raiders and Tua versus the Texans will be popular. And Tom Brady will be everyone's favorite GPP play that's no longer sneaky by Sunday. At running back, Kenneth Walker is your gold star chalk of the week. Latavius Murray is our generation's Kenyon Drake. Don't fall for it. And Damian Pierce hasn't cleared 20 DK points since week 5. But the film grinders insist that he still has that dog in him. At wide receiver, Tyreek Hill is a jam. Do you trust Mike White enough to play Garrett Wilson at 4,300? Terry McLaurin is 5,800 and will be very popular, but happy daddy Evan Silva will still find a way to pretend like he's the only one who likes him this week. Oh, and the cash game grinders will absolutely cream their pants if they get to play a 3,100 Greg Dortch this week. At tight end, all that matters is that we don't have to play Kyle Pitts. I recommend firing up one of Mykal Pruitt or Parker Hesse for max bit equity. Back to you, Kitchen.
Thank you. I love it.
The highlight of my week, Peter. Honest to God.
I love it. All right. Let's get started. On the quarterbacks for the Thanksgiving slate, if you look at like lineup HQ on rotogrinders.com, you'll notice like we have like these filters from different experts, and it's just all everyone's just on Josh Allen.
Well, there's more one, telling. Look at the actual projections.
One little dot on.
Did you just ask Kitchen to look at the projections for the first time?
He's too distracted by the little colors on the side of the screen.
Little colors are my idea. So, the projections, even the blitz, has Josh Allen way above. Dak Prescott, the other one. So, let's hear the tournament takes, Davis.
I mean, obviously, if you're doing it with Josh Allen, you have to do something weird with him, whether that be using Isaiah McKenzie, whether it be not using Stephon Diggs, throwing in, you know, Khalif Raymond, DJ Shark. I mean, I don't even think Shark will end up being that popular, but like, I think you should just go into it knowing like a minimum of 30% of your opponents are going to have Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs in their lineup, and then ask yourself, is the best way to get first place trying to beat those other 30% of people and getting unique on like 1v1s, or is there a stack? I mean, Josh Allen has been legit dusty like the last month. The Bills are reverting in terms of pass rate over expectation. He's not running as much. They're not throwing down the field. I mean, he has not had, well, I guess it's not true that he hasn't been running very much. He didn't run very much last week, but he has not had more than two passing touchdowns since week six in Kansas City. Where, so I mean, even if you give him the game he had against Minnesota, six rushes for 84 yards, 330 passing yards, and one touchdown, I mean, that is not going to win you this slate. Like, odds are Kirk, Dak, one of these guys will end up points per dollar being better than him.
So the question is, do you just root for this game to fail and you sidestep
it's the early
it? Or
game,
do you go
yeah.
Devin Singletary, James Cook, Bills D, max Cook. Leverage?
Cook. I bet Cook 50-1 to lead the Thanksgiving games on rushing yards. He had 11 for 86 last week. Singletary is just horrible. And they're using Cook more. I mean, Hines, I believe it was his lowest snap share of the year in a non-blowout game last week. But I mean, I also think that you can just be like, okay, I'm going to play him with Gabriel Davis and Dawson Knox and Isaiah McKenzie and Khalif Raymond and not play St. Brown. And then you're getting into, I think, unique enough parts of the game tree where you can still win with you.
Tuttle, how Galbrain are you going to be on this slate for tournaments?
I don't think too. I mean, it's hard to get off Buffalo chalk without giving up so many points. So I'll probably eat that. I'll look for different ways to bring back stacks. DeAndre Swift is another way to do that. I know the usage hasn't been great for him, but would not be surprised if he comes out of nowhere. He's one of the guys that could put up 20 points at a low ownership. I think he's a solid play. But yeah, I'm kind of planning on eating Buffalo chalk.
If that game does not go well, then the rest of the – and you roster heavy chalk in that game, then the rest of the day is just
– then you have showdown slates to chase, my man.
You got to spend the rest of the day with your family watching these games.
Did you guys –
great day of gambling.
Yeah. I think, Kitchen, so your point is if you pick players that don't do good – it like kind of sucks. Was that kind of what you're taking?
Well, you got two additional hours on top of that.
No, not two additional hours. You got about 8 hours.
Two,
on top
yeah,
of
two
it.
Additional
two
games.
Sorry. Yeah, I mean that's why we just keep chasing showdown. And then I mean, look, some of us are going to be up at 7 a.m. firing, you know, Morocco showdown lineups. You got to do it.
My spicy take is the non Allen play is Mac Jones.
Ooh.
I think the rest are bad enough or equally bad that you just take the lowest owned of the bunch then.
So who are you tripling
the,
him?
The problem there is that Jacoby's going to be owned even in non-team. So you probably go, I mean, but it doesn't really matter, I guess, because not many people will be stacking him. So you can go Jacoby. You can go
say Ty.
You got to put one of the tight ends with him. I think the winning play with Mac, because so much of the tight end ownership is going to condense on Schultz and Knox that you're already super unique playing one of those tight ends. And I mean, Tuttle, I like that argument in the sense of like Dak is going to be the second chalk just because he's the one other name that doesn't make you throw up when you look. So yeah, I think playing any of the other, I mean, I will probably just be like third level 60 IQ and do Dak, but You are definitely right.
It's that third wide receiver, right? That's going to be the one that ships someone or chops the Millie, right?
You're already planning to get duped when you win the Millie, Kitchen?
Yeah, I mean, it's happened before.
Well, are we going position by position? Because I have the clear GPP winning strategy for the slate, and Davis already
Kitchen,
alluded to
this
it.
This show is rudderless right now, Kitchen. What's going on?
No, we're doing an overview and we're doing quarterbacks, and we were just doing quarterbacks. I mentioned wide receiver 3 just because we were talking about strategy.
And we always go from quarterback to wide receiver.
No, I just wanted – it was a point that added on to what the previous discussion was. All right. Tuttle, go ahead and give your strategy, and then let's make a lineup with this strategy.
Well, I think the clear thing you do, like I said, Davis alluded to it already, tight end ownership is going to concentrate on Schultz and Knox. I think you take a stand somewhere else, whether that be Patriots, tight end.
Jonnu.
Lawrence Cager.
My favorite is Hockenson. I still think he'll be owned, but I don't think he'll be as owned. 28 targets over the last 3 weeks with the Vikings. Throw a little touchdown variance. Like he's the one guy that you wouldn't be surprised if he had multiple touchdowns on this slate. So yeah, Hockenson's my guy.
Oh, Jonnu though also could ship it. Did you see last week? Got his first carry for the Patriots.
Nothing says ceiling like a dude getting two touches a week.
He got four targets.
Remember when he convinced us last year sometime on Jonnu? I forget what week it was, Davis. He convinced me to like take some shots at Jonnu, and it's was one of my lowest moments of my life.
I mean, he did have 4 for 40 last week. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
If you watch the game, they used him.
I mean, eight tight end points might ship this late. Like eight tight end points might be the most points the tight end scores.
Yeah, see, that's why I think you take a stand on Hockenson, or you do something like stupid and Jonnu. Or yeah, I mean, I do think you just punt it completely, essentially. So Jonnu would be that way. It would be that guy. Hunter Henry would be the other. Brock Wright. Bimefor's got a tag on Brock Wright. Yeah.
Lawrence Cager, buddy. Lawrence Cager was a wide receiver in college. The Giants picked him up off the Jets practice squad.
Yeah,
zero practice time. Yeah, he did.
I thought you loved Tanner Hudson, dude.
He's on the Cowboys. Tanner Hudson is gone. He's running like four routes a game. They picked this dude up off the scrap heap, and he's running routes on 70% of dropbacks.
I can get on board with Cager.
Yeah, it's okay. It's legit.
Let's start.
He's actually hilarious wide receiver.
Also, legitimately non-bit good free roll on DraftKings for this Thanksgiving slate. 15K up top, 7,500 to second. Thanksgiving free roll. DraftKings finally giving us some of that flannel Rainmakers pack money. You gotta love it.
All right, so let's go ahead and start, Peter. Since you are doing the bit, you did the overview, we'll let you choose how we start this.
Should I run it back, Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley?
If only someone would have warned you that those two guys were not getting there in the same lineup.
Can't believe they didn't get there.
I mean, the thesis, the process was sound.
Sammy playing Daniel Jones in cash over Josh Allen and getting there is like one of my least favorite things to ever happen in fantasy sports.
I'll let someone else pick the quarterback stuff. I think Damian Harris is a really good play on this slate. I'm going to pick Damian Harris.
He is.
Okay. Tuttle.
Taking my Hockenson.
Hockenson, Davis?
I'll go Kirk.
We've got the
Damian Harris 40-yard touchdown opening drive narrative going on here. Okay. Except the problem is everyone knows the late games never shoot out. That's the big issue this lineup has going for it.
All right. So
I always remember when like the Saints would be in the late game and you'd be like jamming Michael Thomas and
you're like, I got Michael Thomas.
16. Yeah.
Tuttle got there a few times in the late game, the primetime games.
I'll never forget the JD McKissick 2-touchdown game. One of my highlights of being a DFS sicko was Tuttle shipping with a 5% on JD McKissick.
Was it McKissick? Yeah, it was.
What's your pick, Kitchen?
I just said Jefferson.
Okay, yeah. All right. If we're playing for this game to shoot out,
we need more.
We're going Tyquan Thornton. I'm getting it in there.
Dude, Dave, you can't see it right now, but Dave's pants are off at this late game hammer right here.
Yeah. Dude, this is
the ultimate.
Like, imagine the first two games and they're just like 14-10. You know, 20-17 or something like that. And then you have this game with all the PMR. Oh gosh.
Listen to that. He's just excited.
It is. It's exciting.
I can picture it right now. Kitchen in his sweatpants, laying on the couch, fast asleep as the points just fly in this 9 p.m. game.
Waking up to this. It's only 7:20 here. Okay. Let's see who Peter picked. So it's Tuttle.
I was totally paying attention and not entering more.
Okay.
Davis. No, I'm happy to go.
Hope you have some Eden Hazard captain. He's scoring.
Yeah, I do actually. Let us go
with. I guess you just give it.
It doesn't Davis, fit this lineup, but DeAndre Swift's my other take for the.
There's a better puke running back play than that, which we'll
Justin
get
to. Jackson.
No. Pollard. Zeke is the puke play. Pollard's going to be chalk. Pollard is going to, which is my
Zeke, Zeke makes sense. Yeah, Zeke yeah. makes sense in this lineup. I'll roll Zeke.
Okay.
Let's go Zeke Cowboys.
Yeah. I also think Bills D is a very nice play where you're not
playing using Allen.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we can do Bills D.
All right. Yes, we're non-chalky enough here that I think we can play St. Brown comfortably. Who are we sticking in the
6,600?
You want to put like Gabe there?
Well, yeah. I mean, Pollard would fit. You could go double running back with him.
Would have gotten there last week. Would have gotten there last week.
Or Ramondre. But no, we can go Gabe Davis.
Gabe seems good. Don't dupe me, bros.
Man, no chance that, you know, you've been eating all day. You're hanging out on the couch with your family. I mean, no chance this lineup doesn't give you a shot in the arm. You know, no chance you're sitting there. Yeah, I mean, it just feels like this is what you should probably play in cash.
After the Bills hang 50 at 11:30.
This is the family man strategy where you don't even pay attention to the earlier games. You have fun with your family. You eat. You play with all the kiddos and nephews. And then you be, oh, wow.
See that's the theory behind the play. The reality is
you're checking your phone.
You have the Bills game on in the background and cursing out your child as Josh Allen rushes for his fourth touchdown of the game.
Yeah,
I do remember. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, John did point out in the chat. Make sure you don't have Gabe Davis in the flex. You got to allow for max optionality there. Make sure you got Tyquan Thornton in the flex.
Yeah. Over under 0.5 late swaps for David Kitchen on Thanksgiving.
I remember who was it? Oh, it was Amari Cooper a couple of years ago for the Cowboys, and he just went off like two or three touchdowns.
Had to have been at home, right? Yeah.
And I had
Hey, he finally figured out his sleep. He's been listening to Huberman Lab. He's got the blue light glasses. Yeah. He's taking his magnesium supplement.
Neutral field, jury's still out.
Jury's still out. You're right.
Okay, let's talk. We already talked a little bit about running backs. I want to talk about cheap wide receivers. Obviously, you like Tyquan Thornton, Peter. Oh!
I want to talk about wide receivers. Let's throw up one of the chalkiest running backs on the slate.
Sosa never changed. Sosa puts up the Tony Pollard Giphy play of the week. Who was it last week?
2 weeks ago, it was Waddle. Who was it last week? Was it Kamara?
Yeah, it was Kamara.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you win some, you lose some. Okay.
It's
yeah, it is. Man, that game. All right, so let's talk about cheap wide receivers.
Khalif Raymond. He's the shipper.
Okay.
Khalif Raymond going to be the guy you need. There's always, in my experience, there is always – some shit bum wide receiver from the Lions game. Could be on the Lions, could be on the other team.
Normally from your experience. They play.
Well, I mean, it's like I've probably lost. I mean, I've easily lost 5 figs on Thanksgiving slates over the year. I literally do not recall winning on Thanksgiving.
I've never won on Thanksgiving. I mean, I've never won on any slate, but definitely not Thanksgiving.
I won a showdown. I chopped a showdown slate at some point, but that was it. The 3-game slate, never. not once, never had a sweat, just absolutely miserable. And it's always because I spend my day late swapping after not having Darnell Mooney, Kenny Golladay, just whatever bum wide receiver goes off in the first game.
Davis did mention him earlier, and no one wants to click him, but Isaiah McKenzie's a really good play.
Yep.
I know why Kitchen steered the conversation this way. It took me a little bit to figure it out, but he wants somebody to talk about Richie James.
I'm going to ask about Richie James because you mentioned me. Don't mention me and then expect me not to bring it up.
I forgot that he went to Middle Tennessee State. It took me a second to draw the correlation, but of course, Middle Tennessee State, you got to do it.
But isn't he the type of guy?
No, the issue is with him is that.
Is that he went to Middle Tennessee State?
Well, in general, he's not very good. But the issue is like the Giants might be down the whole game, and they still might not throw at all. Like it just like nothing might matter.
So if that's the case, are you advocating for the classic Daniel Jones Saquon double stack? Then
Lawrence Cager is the only Giant I've clicked up to this point.
I do think the shitty wide receivers are relevant to some extent.
Yeah, I actually of all the players Kitchen's ever touted in the history of this show, that's got to be one of the least egregious touts of his career.
Oh, thank you, Davis. Look at us coming around peacefully around the table. All right.
Yeah, somebody mentioned it in chat. It would be this is a good narrative.
Oh God.
Golladay has He had like 120 yards and a touchdown two Thanksgivings ago in the game that what's his name? The awful backup quarterback for the Lions.
Blau.
Blau. Yeah, bling 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 blau.
I love it.
I mean that has to be a sticky stat. I don't know why that wouldn't hold true 2 years later.
On Thanksgiving 3 years ago, he had 4 for 158 and 1 against the Bears.
Dave was coming through with all the historical relevance and significance on the Thanksgiving slate.
Some of these guys get amped up. Some of them don't, Kitchen. Yeah. You got to know who's about it on game day.
we have changed positions. All right, Peter, you look like you were wanting to say something.
No, I just I just pipe in when I feel like it. Thanks.
Okay. All right, so let's move on then. Do we even want to make a FanDuel lineup right now?
No.
For Thanksgiving? No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Let's move on. Let's go.
No, because I can't even log in because I've only changed my FanDuel password on mobile, you know, because all of our fantasy accounts are getting
hacked. Wait, FanDuel is getting the same stuff as DraftKings?
They sent an email out to everyone that you need to change your password. And so I changed my password on my phone, but I haven't ported it.
Why is it my FanDuel rep contacted me about the security breach?
I never got contacted by FanDuel. This sounds like Davis is getting hacked in real time.
Yeah, Davis, well, I don't think this is actually a thing. Is this a phishing scam? Someone told you to send their password and just also happened to tell you to send the new password to them?
No, it just emailed me and said my account was locked, which means whoever was like the same people who are trying to do stuff on DraftKings are trying to do it on FanDuel too.
I didn't realize.
I have to pay this Nigerian prince $10 and then they'll just unlock it for me. Okay. I do have 2FA, two-factor authentication on FanDuel, by the way.
No one's trying to get into your account, Dave. Your flash draft balance is safe.
$83 worth of Derrick Henry flash draft sitting there, the gold mine.
Shipped Parlay IQ thing. By the way, Parlay IQ free. NBA and NFL free if you download the Scores and Odds app or there's a separate Parlay IQ app. Team
Sports
Jimeno.
Betting is just perfect for David.
Sports betting, it's amazing that it took him so long to realize it was way better for him than DFS. It's so much less work.
Yep. Can we just say Sosa's having a good show today?
All right, let's move on to the main slate. And Peter, you mentioned it in the overview as well as a lot of things.
Thank you.
This is like the first week that I feel like we're really hanging on the injury news front.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of – I guess we did get word today that Justin Fields is going to practice. That seemed like it was going to be a little touch and go. All the reports about Ja'Marr Chase that I'm seeing this afternoon seem pretty positive back at practice with the wide receivers, not at the rehab section or whatever. So, yeah, things seem to be trending well for those guys.
Unlike Clyde Edwards-Helaire officially on the IR now.
Ronald Jones in a GPP, baby.
I would not. That is not financial advice from this show.
Dude, 14 and a half point home favorites versus Bryce Perkins, Rojo's second half hammer.
It's just going to be Pacheco.
Dude, Pacheco looked really good. Like, really good.
Yeah, I'm not engaging in Isaiah Pacheco fan fiction on this program.
You don't believe in Isaiah Pacheco?
No, I mean, he's fine, but like every running back ends up looking good for a stretch in Kansas City. It's got to be the easiest offense to play in for him.
You literally just spelled out the case for Rojo.
Well, it's going to be hard to play Rojo with all my Sky Moore and Justin Watson teams. I probably won't be quad stacking the Chiefs.
Yeah, DK fell asleep at the wheel with that one, huh?
Well, DK. You know, we've all been bitching and moaning for them to soften up prices a little bit, so they gave us three playable 3K wide receivers this week.
Okay.
I get the Dortch one. I get the Dortch one because of Monday Night Football or whatever, but
Sky 19% target share last week. We couldn't bump him up to 3,800.
Yeah.
Juju back at practice today though, right?
Yeah, Sky's probably the one who doesn't play, actually. It'll probably be Watson who ends up playing a bunch.
Let's say Mixon's in concussion protocol still.
Which Samaje, as of today, they said he's not even.
He still is.
Yeah.
Right, he still is. So Samaje Perine's 5,600. Guy likes to catch passes.
Smash.
Yeah, he is the – I'll play him at 60% play of the week, probably.
Okay. All right. Other running backs.
I mean, are we completely
are we skipping quarterbacks? No,
I'm sorry. I was just looking at. Okay.
You're looking at the little stickers in Line of HQ again.
No, there's no stickers in Line of HQ yet. Everybody's focused on the Thursday slate. All right. So let's talk about quarterbacks. I was looking at the injury news, and then okay. Let's go back to quarterback. You got Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Tua, Geno, all the elite quarterbacks on this slate.
Why are you including Lamar in that group?
Oh. Lamar hasn't been better than quarterback 9 since week 3.
Well, this is the week then, right? Against Jacksonville?
I mean, I fake sharp played Lamar and Mark Andrews in the spy last week. Didn't go real. At least I didn't play Kenyon Drake, but it didn't go much better.
Too soon.
I mean, to be honest, to keep it truly a buck with you guys, I mean, I'm just going to play Mahomes on all my teams. So I don't have anything more inventive to say. Maybe a little bit of Geno, just given how truly sad and pathetic the Las Vegas Raiders franchise is. He seems pretty interesting, but like Kyler, Tua, I mean, does Tua get the volume against Houston? Houston looks like beyond the worst team in football. Not really that interested in Herbert. I mean, this is bleak stuff.
And you also have to be legitimately worried about the Chiefs being up 30 at halftime and two of those touchdowns coming from running backs, one from defense, and then Mahomes.
Jody Fortson or whatever.
Yeah.
Why isn't I guess I'll ask this. Tuttle and Pete, are you guys off on Tua as well?
I mean, I love Tua. Yeah.
He's fine. He's cheap. He's got a nice price.
He's 6,900. Looking at some of the projections, Jimmy G at 5,600. They did let him cook a little bit more last week, throwing the ball. Against New Orleans. Any interest
Kitchen,
there?
I mean, this is how are you not touting Kyle Allen in cash, Bryce Perkins in cash? Give us the gold star kitchen.
Well, I would have played Perkins at 4K, I think. Not 5K. He's going to run like crazy. Is Kyle Allen 4K? Kyle, no, 4,800 Kitchen? Does that do anything for you?
Let's go on to, this is the first week show, so if we're being honest, I haven't looked at these skill players.
Kitchen. What team does Kyle Allen play for?
Texas A&M.
Should have just stopped.
Oh, Courtois. PK save.
That was so big. I played Courtois Showdown. Yeah,
yeah, me too. That's why you didn't have Davis's hurt my attention for the last 2 minutes there.
Do you know what's crazy about the Kyle Allen stuff? Because it was I knew because the game was in Mexico City and I looked up. It was 3 years ago I was in Mexico City. And that week when I was there, I played in the spy a Kyle Allen double stack with DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel. And I remember sweating it at a bar because they were all so cheap. And it was one of the most miserable sweat experiences of my life. I have nothing good to say about Kyle Allen.
I don't have anything good to say about him either, except for that he was the last, he was like the old version of Taylor Heinicke, where people talk themselves into him being like a capable NFL passer and he's not. So in terms of like real strategy stuff, I do think probably Mahomes ends up being like one of the most chalk quarterbacks that we've seen this year. And there are, you don't even have to really invent that many stories for him not being the guy you need in the optimal. He's the most expensive guy. There are loads of game scripts where he is like totally not needed. So I think literally telling your story, you're telling yourself a story about any of these dudes, like Lamar, Fields, Herbert, Tua, Kyler, like Burrow double stacks with Chase coming back. Yeah. I mean, I think all of that stuff from just like a Sims perspective is probably good, because Mahomes will probably be the most overowned guy of the slate.
Herbert was going to be the guy. Burrow's the best.
Burrow's the best GPP of the slate.
Aren't you worried
playing on? And Burrow kind of has this interesting thing where he has lots of shit games, but when he blows up like beyond belief. I want to say Ian Harditz tweeted this, that he's been the overall quarterback one in like five of his last 20 starts in the regular season or something. Like, his blowups aren't like 28 points. They're like 38 points with 400 passing yards and stuff. And his double stack.
Especially if they get down to down early in that game.
I don't think anyone's
I think you want it the other way. I think you don't want the big dog eating up the time.
Kitchen, your time to tout a Titan is coming. There is a Titan on this slate who is super, super playable.
Well, in this stack, he's super playable.
Yes.
All right. Let's open up DraftKings and build us a lineup.
Just beautiful organization in this show.
Okay, DraftKings lineup.
DraftKings. Yeah, I feel like we're.com. We're
I'm
right
on
page
after that PK
that
save.
That was big. We needed that.
Burrow. I'm picking first. Give me Burrow.
Wow.
Okay, who do you want with him?
Burrow T.
T, even with Mr. Chase, yep, at 7,600 coming back. I mean, who ends up being more owned? I like whoever.
Are we sure that Chase is playing this week? I know that Burrow said he was, but
he's back at practice today.
I'm throwing Pete. This in the T-Mobile football throwdown. Gotta rep my cell phone provider.
Yeah. So Pete, if you win this with Jamar Chase in there, if he's in this lineup, then it'll make up for having to play pickleball, right?
Exactly. Nothing. That's the whole point. If Chase comes back and smashes, it'll be worth it. If he comes back and plays limited snaps, it'll be the worst possible outcome.
Well, let's say that you actually enjoy pickleball. Would you ever admit it?
Do you know what committing to a bit means, Kitchen?
Kitchen is the king of committing to bits.
Yeah, it is true. I thought about this last week. Like, sometimes when I make lineups, I'm like, wouldn't it be funny if I ship this with player X? You know,
wouldn't
like
it be
a brand
so funny
guy.
If
was
the
that
Titan
the story behind your Millie Maker lineup sweat, Kitchen?
Yeah, like, I know that that's a leak, but I still enjoy it while.
I've done that sometimes, David. You're not alone. Yeah. You're not alone.
Okay. All right, who's picking next?
All right, Tuttle, you can pick next. before the next.
No, I started. I started Burrow and T.
Oh, okay. Thanks for Davis.
At least Davis and I had a reason for our distraction. I don't know what Dave's a little off his game.
Yeah, I'm gonna select Rashad White. Reports out of Buccaneers training camp is that Fournette is still in a bunch of pain. Rashad White, play of the week.
Are you gonna do global swap? If
no,
Lenny's
no, we're playing him. We're playing him rain or shine. This is like the Pollard play from last week.
All right.
Okay, Peter.
Did you do a pick, Kitchen? I thought the stack was Tuttle. Or is it just Tamina?
Yeah, Burrow, David, Higgins, and White.
David's still trying to figure out this mysterious Titan we told him was playable. He's trying to figure out which guy
he's like,
that is.
Chig? I'll do Jeff Wilson.
Why Jeff Wilson?
I actually like that angle. People are gonna, you know, just every week Miami stacks are like 10% of the pool, and obviously those teams are not gonna play Jeff Wilson, who's in. I think this is good.
I mean, Jeff Wilson's been awesome, and the Texans are the worst team in the league against opposing running backs. Seems easy.
Okay, Davis, is that guy that you say is a lock, Treylon Burks?
I didn't say he was a lock. I said he was playable in these stats.
Does he rhyme with Schmalen Kirks?
Yes. Yeah, it is Treylon Burks.
Titans got him established against a pretty shoddy Green Bay team last week. Finally went over the 100-yard mark.
Kitchen, do you still prefer Robert Woods and Kyle Phillips to Burks? I haven't heard an update on that.
Yeah, we need the official
change.
Soccer name position.
Well, Phillips hasn't played in a while.
Is Burks' asthma Woods still bad? Or?
Well, he's catching balls, which is good. The problem was at first he wasn't on the field, but now at 4,200, I mean, I played him in cash at 3K a couple weeks ago. So, you know, he's a lock at 4,200 against the Cincinnati team. Okay. So we have plenty of salary left for Tuttle.
Yes. I actually was not distracted
Tuttle
this time.
Pulling up his screen. Okay.
No, I was. I was ready. The issue is, yeah, it is a little bit harder to spend up on the slate. No, it is. There's not like any lock big spend ups.
Kenneth Walker's the lock of the slate, as far as like mega chalk,
right?
Best play.
I'm not.
Will he be more owned than Piron?
Oh, if that opens up,
I probably don't know. Not.
I don't think Piron will. Well, maybe he will. I don't think
because Piron has done. Piron has done so well in these spots when Mixon has been out before. Like, I think maybe one time he failed.
And also coming off of the 3 TD game, whatever, like, people will jam him.
And Mixon had 5 TDs in the game before. Like, people are like, the Bengals running back, you know. You know.
So you want me to spend? I'll just go, I'll go Devontae.
Nope. No issue with that.
Chiefs are the chalk D if we want to get a better idea.
Tough scene for Devontae. At first, my mind went to Parker, not on the slate. Then my mind went to Smith, not on the slate. And then I was like, oh, you mean Adams.
You mean the guy who's had 126 yards in 3 straight.
Okay. All right, I'm going to take Dulcich at tight end. Anytime
Michael
you can
Pruitt
jam a dude.
Right there.
Anytime you can jam a dude in a 34.5 point total, you got to do it.
Especially a guy that you just absolutely loved all offseason and haven't changed your priors on at all.
Have you noticed that Andrew Beck has been inactive, meaning Albert O has been active the last 2 weeks?
In fact, I did not notice that.
He could still be the guy you need in week 17. He could still be the guy. All right, let's. What's the cheap chalk defense this week? Probably
Chiefs.
I was going to say, you think I
we have enough salary for Tyler Boyd.
For the double.
No.
If you do Chiefs, you got really good options.
How about Godwin?
Yeah.
I was going to say Godwin. Yeah.
Godwin. Keenan's too cheap for.
Pete, any interest in Kenyon Drake?
Talk to me on Sunday when he looks like he's going to be super, super sneaky. Hang on.
Okay, I'm not
on the screen again, Sosa.
I'm not going
to teach you a valuable lesson. You need to switch Devontae Adams and Godwin. We can't keep pushing this early guy in the flex bullshit to the people.
It's true. All right.
This is a nice team. Like,
this is a good team.
Yeah. I feel fine saying it.
Kitchen, you're driving the bus. Where are we going next, bud?
Kitchen, you're distracted. What are you?
He's just got a smile on his face.
Oh, he's frozen. He's frozen. He's frozen.
Go big screen. So. Oh. Damn it.
That was a good screen cap. Too. That was
just Kitchen just smiling at the world.
Just a shit eating grin.
So I actually want to go back to the Thanksgiving slate because I didn't get a chance to make this point, and now Kitchen's gone, so we can talk freely. What is the ownership breakdown going to be like between Pollard and Zeke? And because last week Pollard was like 4%, 5%. Is Pollard going to get to be like stone chalk this week that actually makes Zeke a leverage play?
For sure. I think he'll be what?
Foul.
2.5x Zeke's ownership.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right, which is really painful. But yeah, Zeke is definitely
in those goal line carries. That's all he needs.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I assume my guess is Ramondre Pollard will be the most common running back combinatorial pairing on this slate.
Yeah, I think that's right.
You back, Kitchen?
No, he's not back. He's still frozen. Kitchen
now frozen.
Now it's kind of a creepy side look.
Oh.
These have been some really good frozen shots, though, at least.
Yeah. No, he's doing his best. He's doing the Lord's work. All right, let's talk about running backs for the main slate. I mean, I would say this main slate is like the most interesting one in terms of like positional guys. It's not nearly as interesting at quarterback because we don't have Hurts or Allen on the main slate. But running back wise, it looks like there are a bunch of like absolute jams.
Yeah.
I won't be absolutely jamming Latavius Murray, but other people will be. Kenneth Walker, Damian Pierce, P. Ryan, Wilson. And then at the high end, you have Eckler, McCaffrey, Henry, Kamara. I mean, this has got to be the most playable running backs in a slate this year.
That's the only reason I don't want both Rashad White and P. Ryan to open up, because it'll get the slappies off of playing Latavius Murray, and we really need the slappies to play.
We need the slappies
Murray.
Playing Latavius Murray.
Yeah, I just searched because this was my concern. Justin Outen, I would guess that's some sort of coach for the Broncos, is really excited to see what Marlon Mack can do for the Broncos offense. That's what awaits the slappies.
The Broncos have used a committee at every step of the way. Like, anytime you wanted there to be a lead guy, it's like, well, here's Mike Boone, here's Latavius Murray, and now there's going to be Marlon Mack.
They were using a committee when Javonte Williams was healthy.
Oh, yeah. They're going to call up Devin Ozigbo and give him like 8 touches in this spot.
Yeah. And so I also believe Mike Boone, he's entered into the window where he can be activated at any point now.
So we don't actually want Mike Boone activated, though, then, because we want people to play Latavius.
We want people to play Latavius. Correct. And I assume that's why they were comfortable releasing Gordon with Edmonds going out for a few weeks, is because they had to have thought that Edmonds is close to returning. Or sorry, Mike Boone's close to returning.
Edmonds has hurt. Somebody's asking.
Edmonds is just on the IR, which, I mean, all that we can hope for is continued news for the rest of the week that makes it sound like Latavius Murray is like, I mean, Latavius Murray is Kenyon Drake from last week, right? We need the drumbeat to continue. And that
worse, because is he going to catch any passes?
He actually had a 9% target share last week, but he's Latavius Murray. Like, what is he like? I mean, maybe Latavius Murray like 6 years ago would have been a guy I was excited to play in this spot. But Latavius Murray last week, 17 carries, 2.8 yards per carry, 4 targets, 4 receptions, 23 yards, and scored a touchdown. Like, he's just never really going to get 25 or whatever.
Is anyone going to play ETN?
No.
No.
No chance.
Yeah, he's a good play. Pacheco was last week's Brian Robinson.
Where he ends up getting mega steamed.
Yeah, I think he'll get double-digit ownership.
I felt Kansas so good about that call about Brian Robinson ended up being mega chalk. He was like 46% owned in the Thunderdome or whatever. Yep. And I felt so sharp when Antonio Gibson got there and Pollard got there. And then the rest of everyone else I liked was nothing but snowflakes.
I mean, if you're cheap and you have a good matchup, you're just getting absolutely jammed. And that is going to be Pacheco this week.
So is Donta Foreman like uber duper leverage? Like he's both like cheap positional leverage and leverage on Latavius Murray.
No one wants to touch that team. He's coming off of a dud game. No one's going to play Foreman.
Yeah. I mean,
we got Sam Darnold under center, baby.
Are you, is this what DJ Moore needs to finally be freed?
Man, I mean, he was really good with them for like the first.
There's lots of fun running back plays. I mean, you could tell Antonio Gibson, 5,400 versus Atlanta.
More carries than Robinson last week. How surprising is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Antonio Gibson is pretty strong.
The real question, if we get all of these cheap guys, you know, we have guys like Gibson, Pacheco, maybe P. Ryan opens up, Rashad White opens up in a clear way. Do people just jam two of the cheap guys, or does everyone go like, I'm going to use one of these values to get up to Eckler? I mean, Kenneth Walker is so good too. Like, I bet people will mix and match.
It's three running backs with one of the expensive guys. It's two value guys and then Eckler, McCaffrey. Oh, well, no one will play McCaffrey because the whole narrative the last 2 weeks is that he doesn't get good usage on the 49ers.
Here it is. Kingsbury, Rondell Moore likely to miss week 12. The Greg Dortch slappies are coming.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a lock.
Imagine it's like you're literally getting Rondell Moore at 3,100.
Right.
Imagine Zach Ertz. The leverage of playing Justin Watson instead of Greg Dortch. Like, you just build the chalkiest lineup ever, but then you just play Justin Watson over Dortch.
Dortch is good, man.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. He was an incredible college player. He was like, he was Rondell Moore in college. I think he had like 112 receptions or something his final year at Wake Forest. Yeah, he's legit. All right, so let's go wide receiver.
I'm so confused by this Justin Fields stuff. So they say he's going to practice today, and then the report, Justin Fields says his injury is a separated shoulder with partially torn ligaments, basically an AC joint injury. That doesn't sound good.
No. Let me tell you, I've dislocated my AC joint.
How does it feel, Tuttle? Boots on the ground.
It hurts. It was playing in college. I was playing, Ultimate Frisbee. I dove, did the dive, landed right on it, hurt like a bitch. Not much movement for a few weeks after.
Could you envision yourself uncorking 70-yard bombs to Darnell Mooney after you did that?
Cannot. Right. I mean, I usually would too, but cannot.
The whole thing with Fields has been so related to his running. I mean, he's not going to run all this week.
And then if he can't throw because he's got an AC joint sprain or whatever.
So I'm not.
He can't play. He can't play. This other quote I'm seeing, the pain is pretty high today. Justin Fields on throwing. He said he's feeling it every throw. Like, what's the point?
He's a gamer, dude. Like, why is Damian Pierce in getting carries down 30 points to all these teams? Like, it's just you got that dog in him.
It sounds like it's going to be a very fun week for running backs. Like, you're probably going to be able to play multiple really good plays, sub 10% ownership this week.
So that makes me feel like it's totally fine to play Mahomes, Kelsey, Watson or whatever, and to just get weird around that. Like, I'm just not even going to sweat it. I'm just going to play Mahomes.
All right, let's go to wide receiver here.
Garrett Wilson. Anyone want to flag plant Garrett Wilson at 4,300?
What are the Mike White takes? I mean, it's so sad that we're getting deprived of Joe Flacco in this spot.
I mean, seems fine. Good for Michael Carter. Good for Garrett Wilson. You think if Elijah Moore was minimum salary, I would play.
I mean, they were letting Joe Flacco toss it 55 plus times. They're not. Yeah,
I'd rather have Flacco though. I think
that's what I mean. Yeah.
So there's a lot of unknown here.
Mike White last season, 32 passing attempts, 45, 44 in all the games he finished. And that 44 passing attempt game had four interceptions in it against Buffalo. But 45 for 405 and 3 against Cincinnati. I mean, that's Flacco-esque.
He likes to check down, though, was the other thing, right? Checks down, yes, a shit ton.
Super. He like, I think both Carter and who was the other running back they had last year?
Ty Johnson is who played a decent amount.
Yeah, they both had like 14% target shares.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so hear me out. Michael Carter is leveraged off of Garrett Wilson?
I mean, that's like you're getting into like that's some Pete Sunday morning shit. I can't get
but
to that.
Wilson's gonna be like super high owned,
which doesn't seem right to me.
Right, that's what I'm
saying.
He's
not gonna end up being that owned once all this Dortch stuff processes.
True.
Yeah, that does help.
I mean, we also have Godwin at 6K. Keenan Allen at 6.1. Trenton Irwin was running all the I guess not.
No, stop,
because
stop
Chase will be back. Stop.
This is a Kitchen take right there.
I'm literally just sorting by points per dollar in the opto. Traylon Burks is the leverage on Garrett Wilson if Wilson does end up being chalky.
Yeah. What about we barely talked about the Seahawks. Lockett, Metcalf, Raiders defense coming off the bye. Leverage off of the Kenneth Walker chalk.
Yeah, sign me up. I think Geno doubles. Although have Metcalf and Lockett both gotten there in a game yet this year?
I don't know. Are we back to the same Russell Wilson splits where they both can't do it in the same game?
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad.
I mean, yeah, you probably just double stack them. Can you salary wise? Can you even make it work? Geno, Metcalf, Lockett, Adams. I guess you got to play a wide receiver and flex.
Yeah, you can make it work.
I don't really want to do. I think you want running back and flex this week. Like all these great plays are at running back. Kitchen,
we're doing wide receivers now. We've kind of just been waiting for your wide receiver.
Did you already
takes.
Talk about? Did you already talk about the big dog? Did I miss that?
We happened to get through an entire running back segment, and we mentioned about 19 other plays, but we didn't get to that one. And I'm not even kidding.
I'm sure that won't come back to bite you on Sunday.
You had a chance to get your big dog run back in our Swolecast lineup, and you passed on it.
Has Henry been in the optimal once this year?
No. Well, I don't know.
Against Houston?
I do not fear fading Derrick Henry anymore. It used to be like an actual thing 2 years
like
ago.
He maxes out at like 29 points now, yeah, and even that.
Not scared anymore.
Kitchen's writing down timestamps right now.
I mean, we are getting to DeHimber. Cold games where he just crushes people. Try to tackle that guy. Yeah, I mean, we talked about wide receivers, and I guess you talked about Christian McCaffrey already. And then cheapy wide receivers.
You like McCaffrey this week?
Of course.
He's not going to be popular.
The big issue is it's just so spread out.
Yeah.
I don't think any running back will be that popular, really.
Okay. So hand in the dirt take, it seemed like they gave him a lot more touches until the game got out of hand on Monday.
Yeah, and they used Eli Mitchell to kind of seal it.
Mitchell was kind of the garbage time back. So
hold up. A team sat or didn't use its best player as much when the game wasn't close.
Talking.
Right. And so people are saying that spread out, but really the reason why it spread out is because
no, I meant production for the team. Because they have Debo, they have Ayuk, they have Kittle, they have mouths to feed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kittle finally having a Kittle game, not in a main slate, kind of annoying.
CMC, David, play him on FanDuel. In our FanDuel lineup, because Debo will be chalky there.
I mean, I'm planning on playing a little bit on DraftKings. It's not like his salary is 10K where it used to be. He's lower eights.
Kitchen, what's your favorite contrarian wide receiver play on this slate?
Contrarian wide receiver play.
I mean, Kitchen, even for you, this is pretty bad, dude.
We already have one slate. This is a first look show. This is the second slate we've gone to.
Kitchen, name the six teams playing on Thanksgiving.
Kitchen's like, Jimeno, please put a sticker in light of HQ quickly.
I need colors.
I'm the host that asks the questions.
All right, move us to a FanDuel lineup.
Well, you were also the host that just disappeared for 10 minutes because your internet sucks.
Well, I know, and I had to go fix it, and I did, and now I'm trying to fix
it. How did
the
you
show.
Fix it? You turned it on and turned it off and turned it back on.
Okay. So what's wrong with resetting the router, Peter?
Because you acted like you landed on the moon.
All right. Let's. Did you guys talk about Drake London?
We didn't. This is, here's your contrarian play. Let's hear.
There you go. There's your contrarian play.
He's been so unlucky this year.
So unlucky.
I mean, no pits. No pits, and they got to throw the ball to somebody.
If he can just get more than the ball to pits.
Do they have to throw the ball? Do they have to throw the ball?
Yeah, I think every week. I think every week the Falcons have shown they don't have to throw the ball to anyone if they don't want to.
Okay, so let's move on to FanDuel.
Great idea.
Totally.
Okay, Tuttle, we'll let you start.
Well, I gave you a pick here.
Okay, did you want to use that pick, or did you want me to use that pick?
I wanted you to use it so you don't sink our team with a different one.
Okay. All right, well. It's not my turn yet. It's your turn.
Everybody's delaying while they quickly pull up any relevant projections or information.
Well, I had it up, but I didn't have the I didn't have
it. Here, I have it up. I have it up. I'll
no,
make the pick.
I have it up.
No, I have it up.
Okay.
I will take
so we'll start picking, with
I will be picking Josh Jacobs.
Ew!
Gross.
8700. This show is so evergreen, and that's what matters. People I am enjoying this late on Sunday morning.
I am triggered right now, Tuttle.
he's not a good even play. You just hate Jacob. He's a good play.
He's not even playing third downs anymore. There was like a miracle 3-game stretch where he was playing third downs, and it's not happening anymore.
Oh no, what am I gonna do? He's only getting 28 touches a fucking game now.
I do not co-sign Josh Jacobs. All right, I'll go. I'm picking Mahomes and Kelsey.
Where do you get your ideas?
Oh, we're gonna need to save some money after this start.
Okay.
Well, you're the one who picked Josh Jacobs, bud.
You're the one who just spent 17.
Hold on. I've got the answer.
Jake, the answer better be a cheap Peter. Defense. Let the Peter. Rest of the big boys fill out this lineup.
Peter, close your eyes. Peter, close your eyes.
All right.
Let's go full screen on Peter, please. All right. Let's just imagine your time is finally here. In the past, there were like a million running backs on this team. One's having some issues. We're not really sure what's going on. Another one got hurt. Another one just released today. Ooh, wow. People have been touting you all offseason. People have been touting you week one. It is now your time to shine. You are Kyren Williams.
Dave, I want to thank you for saying that it's my time to shine. And while I am very excited to catch 4 balls in garbage time against the Kansas City Chiefs, my team is absolute dog shit trash. And my ceiling projection is probably like 11 points on a slate with massive opportunity cost at running back. And I am not in the habit of giving out financial advice, but I would absolutely love to give all my fans and anyone watching this massive financial advice. And that is, don't even think about fucking clicking me. Sure. If you have some dog shit zero RB team in season long where you need to start me in a pinch, like, yeah, I'll give you like a yellow light on it, but do not under any circumstances play me in DFS, especially on fucking FanDuel where my receptions are only worth a half a point. My God, Dave, what is wrong with you?
Kyren Williams' mom is not playing him on FanDuel this weekend.
5,300.
You like 6 points?
We gotta save. You said we gotta save money,
Dave.
We have about 6,000 a spot left if we put Broncos D in.
I would debase myself by playing Latavius Murray before I would play Kyren Williams. I think Gibson is better too.
Yeah.
All right, you got your mulligan, Kitchen. What's it going to be?
Who's the chalk D? Oh, it's your turn, Peter.
Metcalf. We're playing Josh Jacobs. Someone's got a gam on the other side.
Yeah, someone's got to gam it up.
God, we might need Kyren on this team now.
No, we need the cheapest playable defense in this lineup.
It was Broncos, but now we got to go even cheaper.
How about Browns versus dusty old Tom?
Yeah, there we go. Easy. Browns. Okay. Because the Browns have a horrible run defense and the Buccaneers can't run it anyway.
I put the Browns in before you guys said it.
There we go. Sosa, he's having a good show. He's having a good show.
He's already ahead of it. All right, so we got to – oh, man. I can't play Kenneth Walker. I don't know who the second running back is going to be if we're having to save. I guess Gibson. P-Ryan. Let's do P-Ryan.
Sure.
Good play, Dave. Are you going to send out a global alert if Mixon clears protocol?
Yeah, if he doesn't just sub in Pacheco because he's 6,300 and still fits the build for a Kansas City stack.
Okay. Sure. Preemptive global swap.
We keep saying we need to save money and then just picking guys that are above our average remaining salary.
Well, who are you wanting to pick, Tuttle, at RB2?
Can I interest you? Can I interest you in a $5,000 Justin Watson to add to our stack?
Yeah.
All right, sold. Mr. $5,000 Justin Watson. Derek Carty has him projected for 4 points right now. Egregiously low, Mr. Carty.
I mean, that's just the algo. There's zero chance Carty's finessed any of these projections at this point.
No, he's at Disneyland right now.
All right. Tuttle?
Trying to find guys that are playable under 6K on FanDuel. We're just gonna go Antonio Gibson.
Gotta do
it.
I
was not under six, but
so we have $6,000 left for a wide receiver. Sure.
We just play Garrett Wilson here. Sometimes you just gotta play the best plays.
Sometimes you just play the best plays.
Okay, so Gibson and then Wilson. All right. Fair enough.
Good job, guys.
Who'd I miss?
Zero. All right. You missed Justin Watson.
Tuttle, sure you don't want to switch out Kenneth Walker for Josh Jacobs? Actually, no. We already put Metcalf in.
We already got DK.
We're good.
Peter, are you filling those drinks right now?
What, two beers? You got fucking Wednesday afternoon.
I didn't know you're kind of slurring your speech, and you've got one eye covered by the turkey, and so that's like typically at the end of the drinking shows for you.
I'm just trying to, you know, a lot of people were looking forward to us getting super sloshed here, and so I'm just trying to create an illusion of that having happened.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Final thoughts. We're just gonna skip tight ends.
Final thoughts. You know, I hope everyone enjoys late swapping all their min cash equity away tomorrow. It's one of our greatest traditions as a community.
Who's the swaps? All right. Tuttle, final thoughts.
Yeah. Just hope everyone has a good Thanksgiving when TJ Hockenson scores two touchdowns.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. Peter.
He does a lot rough.
There's a lot of shows out there that will do a Thanksgiving preview. There's a lot of shows out there that'll do a main slate preview, but there are zero shows out there that will cover the amount of ground that the Swolecast just did in the past 75 minutes while losing their host for about 15 minutes. And I hope you guys all remember that. I hope that you smash the like button, you subscribe, and write us a comment on Saturday, Sunday morning when you're watching this and saying, holy shit, this is evergreen content at its finest. It's honestly incredible that you recorded this 96 hours ago.
It is evergreen. I mean, the production quality is getting there now. We've got, you know, covering all the slates. Not saying we're covering it.
People just missed an absolutely unbelievable goal by Belgium. I mean,
that was a good goal. Who got the assist? I didn't see who had the pass.
Oh my gosh. Can y'all not just wait until after we're done signing off to talk?
We had such a good crescendo going there.
We did, leading up to the end. All right. Special thanks to Sosa for really stepping his game up today, keeping this show together. Apologies for the internet issues, but have a great Thanksgiving. Just try to get around the table and just love on people. Just show them love while watching on your phone and in the background as the PMR wins the slate. All right. Talk to you guys later. See you later. Bye.